pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday, where nothing's going on outside because of the rain, and that's perfect to watch the Masters. Oh, wait a minute. In 4 hours. Hopefully you can cheat at work, watch on the computer, DirecTV. They've got some channels devoted to parts of the course that you can watch the Masters. The Masters underway after a fog delay this morning. Nobody has jumped out of the gates hot yet. Tiger Woods just teeing off. Phil Mickelson later today. We'll have updates all day long right here on ESPN Radio, where the weather is more like hockey. So we're going to bring you the NCAA Frozen Four. The semifinals get underway this afternoon starting at 4:45. We'll have them both for you. Championship game coming up on Saturday. Morning, Daddy.
Hello, Douglas.
How you doing today? Frank Anderson, set to join us. Got a little Cornhusker State in him, the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State. Frank Anderson going to join us here in just a moment. Also, anything? Is that it today? Just Frank? That's good, because I got some stuff for you.
No, we're gonna talk of baseball a lot of the hour here on Masters Day, because as the Huskers get ready. Oh, who's there?
Hey, Daddy, knock, knock.
Who's there?
New York Yankees.
New York Yankees who?
Exactly!
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way up, way up, way up, way up. Now there you go, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut
Zach
butter
Greinke,
jelly.
Do the
peanut butter jelly,
scoreless
peanut butter
innings.
Jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball
eight
bat.
Scoreless
peanut butter
innings.
Jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
On a very soggy field.
Yankees, you just got shut out by Zach Greinke. Go home. Go home. Go home now. Forfeit the game today and go home. There is, you know, it doesn't really matter what the day before was. If the Yankees get beat, especially by the Royals, life is good. Life is 4-0. The Royals win the first two games. They go for the series sweep tonight in Kansas City. Here's what I say to the Yankees. Pray for a rainout. Hope that it rains you out so you can get on the plane and go home. You're terrible.
Well, they just might get.
Why don't Detroit and New York play each other so somebody can win a game? Oh, that's right. The Yankees beat up on both your sorry butts. Ha ha. Yankees lose. Cubs win. Royals win. Pretty good day overall in Major League Baseball. That's about all we need.
Well, it was a soggy day. It was a soggy day not only for the Royals and Yankees last night, but it was a soggy day for Oklahoma State and Western Illinois. They had torrential rain, so rain that out, and they were ahead 2-0. And we're pleased to be joined right now by the head coach in his fifth year. He has no idea who Perkins County is, but he does know a Grant Plainsman. We're pleased to be joined by Frank Anderson right now. Frank, how are you this morning?
Hey, you guys don't know what you're talking about, because you know what? Our girls won the state championship.
Exactly.
And you know what?
Exactly,
and if you don't think
people.
I keep up with that stuff, you're crazy. I know exactly. You know what? I couldn't tell you the starting five, because that would be a little freaky if I knew the starting five out there. But I do know they won the state championship. Come on.
They got to shove some of them football trophies over to make room for the girls' basketball team.
You know what? That picture of me in the 75 state championship football team probably is in the closet by now. But no, I'm still proud of where I'm from. And obviously proud. You know, they're playing schools out there I never even heard of now. You know, we used to play St. Pat's and you know, all the schools around, Imperial and stuff. And I think there's some consolidated schools. I don't even know who they are anymore. But I still follow it pretty close.
Frank, good times for the Plainsmen out there. And well, yeah, they're still the Plainsmen, right, Perkins?
Yeah, they are. Lady Plainsmen.
Well,
hey, we're front runners too now.
Which is strange. Very strange, by the way.
What? Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Frank, what are you in Nebraska doing towards the top of the Big 12 here? What's going on?
You know what? We're kind of scuffling along. We got seven new guys that are starting for us, and at any time we can play really good, and at any time we can play really bad. But you know what? What Nebraska's done is nothing short of just outstanding. And of course, I feel like I'm a part of that, because one of my old players is a pitching coach, and I feel like he's probably had a big part of it because they pitched so well, and Eric Newman, but it's neat to see. I mean, it's amazing how quick you can turn this thing around in baseball with the right people and a couple of the right kids, and they've done a great job so far.
Frank, how big was last weekend in a crossroads for your season? You guys go to Manhattan, Kansas. They take 2 out of 3 from you. They send you on the road again to the number 2 ranked team last week in the country, and you were able to take 2 out of 3 at their place. How big was that?
Well, it was huge. I mean, we with the way the schedule is set up now, where we're pushed back so far, we've got so many midweek games that mean a lot, and we swept Arizona at home here 2 games on a Tuesday and Wednesday, and then went to K-State and kind of had an emotional letdown. Didn't play very well. Had a chance to probably pick up a midweek game, and I decided that, you know, we're probably better off practicing before we go to Missouri, and so we did that and went up there, and we're fortunate to win 2 out of 3, which is a really tough place right now to win. They set a new stadium record crowd regular season on Saturday. It was a TV game, and it was fun to win that way also, but it was huge for us, especially, like I said, with a young group like we have. We start 3 sophomores on the mound, and so, you know, we're just pretty new, but it was good for our team and good for our confidence.
Talking with Frank Anderson, the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're going to be hosting Nebraska Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6:30 go time on Friday. Frank, I'm looking at the offense here, and I think that kind of mirrors what you said at the start of the interview here, is that some days you can look really good, and some days you wonder where in the hell it is.
You know what? We've played 12 games in conference and been shut out 3 times. You know what? That's not too good. Right there. You're not going to win too many games right there. But you know what? I think our conference pitching-wise probably is as good as it's been since about 3 or 4 years ago, when, you know, Joba first came in, and Scherzer and a lot of those guys that were high draft picks. So I think our conference is really good. I don't think there's any gimmies on the road anymore. You know, I was telling a guy this morning earlier show that, you know, in 97 when the conference started, hey, there was 3 or 4 series you knew you were going to win, and if you didn't sweep them, you're hacked and you go on. Not anymore. I mean, everybody's putting money into their programs. They've done too many good things to get baseball jump-started wherever they're at. And so, I mean, every time you go out there, it's going to be a pretty good task.
Frank, you guys are 12-1 at home. What is it about the confines there that are so special for you and your club?
Well, you know what, we just haven't been home very much. When we have been here, we've played at a pretty high level, and it just gives us a little bit of security in the comfort zone, especially, like I said, with 7 new guys that we start with on the field. You know, most of them had never played at any extended period of time at the Division I level, and so I think that's just the security of being at home. And our conference didn't do us a whole lot of favors. We've been on the road 3 out of the first 4 weeks, and then we went on the road, and Nebraska knows how this is. I mean, you got to go on the road to play. I mean, even here, we're not that much farther south, and so you end up playing, you know, on the road 2 or 3 times before you even get to conference, and so it's nice just to come home. I think it kind of gives us security level.
Head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, Frank Anderson, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We go to the Dent Popper inbox where it says, offensive struggles. We didn't see any of that. Signed, Arkansas Pine Bluff.
You know what? Hey, you can say that. And I was telling somebody, we never, ever stole bases or did anything. And OU had beaten them, I think, 6-3 and 8-2 early in the year. And last year, we beat them one of the games 3-1. And so I'm sitting in there nervous all day, and we probably offense as well as we ever have against that type of level team. But I was telling some guys, you know what, it got to the point where you get a little embarrassed. You don't want to show anybody up. And I was telling the guys, what was Nebraska's deal? Didn't they beat Chicago State 50-4 or something like that?
You are correct.
Exactly. And for the fans that don't know, I mean, just the 2-game midweek series against Pine Bluff, 22-8 and 34-1. So, Daddy, those 34-1 games, that's usually when you got in.
Yeah, that helps my batting average, too, in games like
that. Well, you know what, and that works, you know, to a disadvantage, because you play some guys that normally don't get to play, and they get 2 or 3 or 4 hits, and they all think they ought to be starting after that. And, you know, you need to just go back in the pile with the rest of the birds over there, you know, but that's it causes a lot of problems in a lot of different directions. But I was telling some people about that 50-4 game, and I couldn't imagine, you know, 16 more runs in a game.
Frank, when you look at Nebraska, obviously you pointed out the pitching earlier. Is that the first thing that obviously catches everybody's eye?
And the fact that they don't make many mistakes. I mean, Mike does a good job, and obviously I've known Coach Bingham for years and very good friend of mine, and they just don't make many mistakes. I don't know that they have Alex Gordon sitting out there or those type of guys, but they have a really nice baseball team. And nobody in college baseball, you know, is head and shoulders above everybody else. I think there's a lot of good teams, but Nebraska has a great team from what everybody tells me because of the chemistry, and they just don't make mistakes, and they pitch good. I mean, obviously that's a place you got to start with, and it's kind of neat to see that, you know, I always try to tell our guys, you know, this game rewards effort, and they're getting rewarded for their effort and playing as a group.
Frank Anderson, the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ranked 21st in the country. Does that make a difference? I mean, this is a top, let's say, basically a top 20 matchup coming up this weekend. It's kind of bigger than just Big 12 baseball.
Well, you know what? We're like everybody else. I mean, it is a huge matchup for us, but spring football game's right after us. So you know how that's a huge deal, too. But no, it is. I mean, you know, but we've, you know, Missouri was in the top 10 in the country when we played them. Arizona was. A&M was up there pretty high. It seems like we played another team that was like that. And Nebraska's going to come in here as a top 10 team. And so, you know, we're kind of excited about it. That's why I try to get our guys to understand, if you know what, if you can't get excited about playing these games and matching up against very good people, then you probably need to do something else. But we're excited about it. You know, like I said, Nebraska is a very good club. They're very good fundamentally. And you know what? I hope they drop everything they can, you know, hit them this week. But that's probably not going to happen.
Frank, I think a lot of people look at Oklahoma State, and especially the last 3 years, catches your eye, T. Boone Pickens, and all the money that's being funneled in there. How close does he follow the baseball program?
You know what? He follows every program. He's a great friend to the not just athletics, and people don't understand this. He's given a lot of money to the academic side also, and will continue to be a good friend, and you know what, he knows when we, you know, when we win conference games, he knows when we won regionals, we're in the super regionals, and he'll drop a note. He doesn't meddle in anything. He's just a great supporter, and you know what, we're probably getting ready to break ground here in the next couple of years on a new stadium, and he'll be a big part of that, and I don't know anything more than you do on Bill Self, if that's what you get. Hey, you know what? I probably know more less than this chair across from me about that situation, and that's the way I like it, too.
Now, Frank, Coach Archer's a friend of ours. He's a friend of yours right
here.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Now, what's the story about the Mowen Brigade back in the day?
You know what? Arch and I and Clark Rosenberg, I think was his name. It's been so long ago. He's good. You know what? That's terrible because he's a good friend of mine. Hey, we all worked for the Park and Rec, and we had it set up where whenever we'd go out and drag the fields, you know, around town, the softball field, stuff like that, one guy would drag, and the other two guys would sleep in the dugouts. Well, or maybe two guys would do work on the field, and the other guy gets to sleep. Well, anyway, as fate would have it, it's my turn to take a nap, and I get caught sleeping by the head guy, and next thing you know, I'm mowing with a bunch of 75-year-old men. That's my new job. Hey, Arch forgets to tell that part. Hey, he was just as bad as I was. I just happened to get caught, and so the next thing you know, I'm mowing every city park, and I got to have the money. I mean, you know, I'm a poor college student, but, yeah, that's how that thing worked out. We would go, two guys would work, the other guy would get to take the field off and just lay in the dugout and catch up on, you know, from last night's, you know, whatever we might have done tonight before. And I got caught right there, and next thing you know, hey, all those guys that would mow those parks would be retired guys. And so, you know what, I kind of became the hit because they were kind of living vicariously through my nightlife back at that point.
Frank, thanks so much for catching up with us. Best of luck the rest of the Big 12 schedule, but be gentle. Be gentle this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. You know, hey, I'm always a Nebraska guy. Like I said, hey, you know what, very few people you could call at 50 years old like I am, and they would know that their high school girls just won a state championship.
Well, winners in Grant and a winner with the Plainsmen and Oklahoma State playing some good baseball. Frank, always appreciate catching up with you, man.
You bet. You guys take care and tell Arch hey for me.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Coach Frank Anderson, head baseball coach at Oklahoma State. Always fun catching up with him. Always, you know, you got some ties back to the area, too. That always enhances the talk a little bit, Daddy.
Well, anytime you're an all-area outfielder for the Kearney State Lopers back in the day, he's got ties. He was a Loper. He was a Loper. He was an Emporia State graduate in 1983. That's where he got his master's degrees, went on to have pitching stints at Texas Tech, Texas, now the head coach.
Yeah, at Oklahoma State. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Thad Weber, Aaron Provonik, Johnny Dorn, the rotation for the Huskers. Dorn goes tomorrow night against Andrew Oliver, who's 2-2 but has a 3-flat ERA. Weber goes on Saturday against Tyler Lyons, who has a 3.12 ERA. And then Provonik goes against Tyler Blandford, a 6.03 ERA, but he's 3-2. So, you know, they're having a little more success on Sunday. Oliver is really, the Friday night games have not, and Nebraska has been very fortunate, Daddy. Dorn has pitched them to a 4-0 and has really given them a chance almost every Friday night to be in the driver's seat to get the win. And the last couple opponents Nebraska has played have not had the good opportunity. They've got good pitching performances on Friday. They're just not winning those games. And Oklahoma State's going to try and hand Dorn his first loss tomorrow night.
Well, I'm looking at those three starting pitchers, Doug. They went 45 innings, 49 innings, 37.1 innings on the year. So they are some people that get deep into ball games and don't expect a couple innings out of these guys and for them to come out. They go 5-6 innings every outing and get to the bullpen late in the ball game.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll check the Masters leaderboard in just a moment. A lot of things postponed and canceled. We've got some recruiting updates for you. But before we head into that break, we want to remind you with the Masters on, with baseball on, with the NBA on, the NHL playoffs on, it's almost too much to watch on one TV. So catch all your favorite sports on all the TVs at the Chicken Coop downtown.
Oh, what an
Grand
idea.
Island, Kearney. I'm thinking about that today. There's not a bad seat in the house. Great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day. Come on down to the Coop. Check out the package that they have, and of course, enjoy some of their great food, which includes the Coop's great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. A toasted Kaiser bun. Served with either fries, potato salad, coleslaw pasta, or baked beans. Coop features the mushroom burger, patty melt, Totally Jack burger, or the bacon burger. You don't have to have a burger. You can have the chicken tender hoagie. Make sure you get a side of honey mustard to go along with that. You can get the ribs. You can get the great pizza, the many flavors of wings. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop. Great food, great drinks, and great sports at the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
It used to be that a family meal began something like this.
Honey, what's for supper?
Things don't work like that anymore, but family time is important. Experts say families who sit down for meals together have children who develop better self-esteem and coping skills. And if you spend some of that time at Skeeter Barnes, that family meal with its great selection, quality, and service just makes it easier for everyone to enjoy one another.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes manager. We'll make your family and everyone in it a great meal so you can enjoy each other. Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange in Kearney.
Masters Week, and Metalark Hills in Kearney knows the itch is there for the 2008 golf season. Metalark Hills, the Tri-Cities' number one public golf course, has shirts originally $40 to $60, just $20, and jackets and wind shirts originally $50, also just $20.
In your life have you seen anything like that?
And of course, you need a good grip when you take that tee shot. Shoes are starting at just $30 and up. And a great selection of Titleist hats, originally $20, are now just $5. Sit back and enjoy the Masters this week.
Yes, sir!
Metalark Hills says while there's a break in the action, check them out. Because new in 2008, all new Adidas and Ashworth clothing lines. Enjoy the Masters and get some golf in this year at Metalark Hills, the Tri-Cities' best golf course in Kearney.
Zach Johnson, the unheralded Iowan, is the winner at Augusta.
college life. All the fun, but usually stretched for cash. Not a problem at Kauffman Stadium. Every Wednesday is Ink Royals College Night. Show your valid high school or college ID, and you can get a $17 Outfield Plaza Royals ticket for just $7. Hang out with friends and make new ones. $7 Ink Royals College Night tickets are available only at Kauffman Stadium. Get out of your parents' house and have a party at ours. Every Wednesday game at the K is Ink Royals College Night.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We have mainly cloudy skies all across the listing area for the day today. There will be some periods of light rain mixing with snow later in the afternoon with a northeasterly breeze, a high of towards 41 degrees. For tonight, we have a snow and blowing snow advisory going into effect because of 1 to 3 inches of light snow and northerly breeze and a low of 28 degrees. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
I was a highwayman along the coach roads. I did
very nice, Derek. We're going to take you to the top of the leaderboard of the Masters here shortly, but when you're looking for seed corn at the top of the leaderboard, you're looking at one company only. That's Dyna Grow, and they have seed. You can take a look at 57V62. Oh, they're at the top of the leaderboard. 57V05, 57B94. They're all at the top of the leaderboard, people. You need to call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. They want you to know that Dyna-Gro will be planting on more acres in 2008 than ever before.
Dyna-Gro.
They're growing. They still have a supply of first-choice hybrids available this spring. Highest quality 90-germ soybeans available. They've got it all from a mid-group 2 to a mid-group 3 maturity. Call 1-800-652-9298. Find out who your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer is in your area. Get a hold of them. Call Dyna-Gro seeds today.
Dyna-Gro.
Douglas, we have the leaderboard up.
Yes, we do. The leaderboard of the Masters. Let's go to the leaderboard. Through three holes, Luke Donald's off to a good start here. He's at 200 par. That's on pace to put him at a 70 today if he stays at 200 par. Remember last year, the leaderboard, 300. 300 led after the first round yesterday. We have a whole ton of folks at 1-under. But on the back nine at 1-under, Heath Slocum, Ian Poulter, and there at 1-under, Brett Wetterich just slid back to even. So he's at even on the back, along with Mark O'Meara. And Peter Lonard are at even par right now. Rory Sabatini, through four.
How far in are most of these guys?
Well, most of them are just underway because of the delay here today, Daddy. Not a good start today for Fuzzy. 9 over through 13. Gary Player, 8 over through 9 holes so far today. That's what we got through 9 holes today. And now Padraig Harrington has just went to 1-under par. Zach Johnson is 1-under par through 3 holes today as well. Tiger Woods has played 2 holes. He sets at even. Sets it even is what he does.
Sets it even. And, you know, we got a special treat, I think. I think people in Central Nebraska.
Special treat?
That's what we do here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I love special treats. I love treats.
I love treats. One of those players that... We talked to Frank Anderson, head coach of Oklahoma State. If you missed it, you can catch that on the podcast, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Always appreciate you going on the podcast. Always appreciate you shooting us an email.
It's unbelievable that he predicted a win Friday night. I mean, that's pretty gall. That's a lot of gall for him to pick a win Friday night. He's pretty confident.
Especially going up against GI's Johnny Dorn. And we're pleased to be joined by GI's Johnny Dorn right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Johnny, how are you this morning?
I'll be there one thing. I'm going to have the phone to him as we speak.
Oh, that was Seamus, our friend. Now we're going to get the phone. Hello. Johnny Dorn.
How we doing?
Hey, Johnny, good morning. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me.
And we were just kidding about Frank Anderson predicting a win on Friday night. Johnny, what are you guys doing with all these days off now in the middle of the week? I mean, you got the day off anyway, but how's the team adjusting to not being able to play midweeks?
I mean, we just have practice. If we're not playing, we're still working hard, working on the little things, and I'm just trying to get better every day.
Johnny, as you guys head down, what's the approach this weekend? Obviously, you guys are getting off such a great start on Friday nights. Obviously, moving into Saturday, that really builds the momentum. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I mean, Friday night is such a big situation right there because you got to get off to a good start. I mean, if you don't, it puts your team in a hole. And, I mean, that's your goal, to put your team in a situation on a Friday night where you can win the ball game, team off to a good start.
Johnny, going into your senior season, you're having one of your best pitching stretches of your entire career. Obviously, you had some success your whole career so far, but boy, 4-0 with a 2.12. Could you see this coming, and maybe touch on why you're pitching so well so far this season?
I mean, I think it's just pitch execution. I think Coach Newman's come in here, and he's done a great job with everybody on this staff, and we're all, you know, pitching towards one goal. I mean, when you get your chance, you got to take advantage of it. And I mean, it's just been a lot of hard work on our part, and things are starting to show.
Johnny, what changes did Coach Newman make when he came in there that have paid off big?
On me or as a team? Or
on it, as far as the whole staff goes.
I mean, he just talks about execution over emotion. That's what he preaches a lot. I mean, when he's making us work hard, you know, at the end of practice, running our sprints and whatnot. He just preaches execution over emotion, and that's what you do when you go on the mound. You know, you take it one pitch at a time, and hopefully things go our way.
Obviously, Coach Newman a lot to do with it, but obviously down there also Brooksy Wells a lot to do with it.
Brooksy's the key to everything. He's in the bullpen. I mean, if Coach Newman says one thing and Brooksy says the other, obviously I'm going with Brooksy.
Quite possibly the earliest Brooksy Wells has come up in a Husker interview. Always comes up, but quite possibly. We had Brooksy on earlier this year, of course, when UNK came down to play the Huskers. Johnny Doran joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You talked about what Coach Newman has kind of told the team. What has he specifically done with you, maybe even from a technical standpoint or delivery standpoint?
I think mentally-wise, I mean, I'm just trying to attack hitters more. I think previously in the last 3 years, I think I was, you know, trying to be that finesse guy, trying to hit that spot and, you know, make my pitches work a little bit. But now I'm just kind of attacking hitters, giving them all I got, every pitch. And, I mean, mechanics-wise, just add a little more tilt for some velocity, and things have worked out so well.
Johnny, a lot of people don't realize that after the season, during the summer, a lot of your teammates head off, go all over the country to play summer baseball. You chose and opted to take the summer off, kind of get some rest. How big was that for you?
It was big. I mean, obviously I've been here long enough to where I was able to go off on the summers before that and have those opportunities. But I felt it was best for me to try and work on that velocity and, you know, get that strength up and just work on some things, and it worked out.
Grand Island graduate and Nebraska senior Johnny Doran is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They travel to Oklahoma State, ranked 21st in the country this week. Johnny will have the Friday night start again, sitting at 4-0 on the season. Leading the conference at 10-1-1, sixth in the country. Johnny, nobody could have possibly seen this coming, and I've got to think nobody on the team could possibly see that you guys would have the record you have right now. Have you guys just let that wash off your back, or have you kind of at least taken a look at, boy, we have really come a long way in just a matter of about 8 months here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was a surprise to everybody. I mean, I think coming in the season, we all had high expectations, but 24 and 4 or whatever it is, I couldn't even tell you. It's a heck of a start. I mean, we're taking it one day at a time and just doing our thing.
Johnny, I've got to ask you, and this is more of a question from Doug, because he just shakes his head. He makes fun of me. I wear my Nebraska hat flat-billed. What is the deal going on down there with you pitchers? Because Doug just thinks it doesn't look good.
Hey, as long as it works, I guess. We're not worried about looking too good as long as we're getting those wins. I mean, if you're doing it, we're doing even more stuff. So. Bill Doug, straight that bill.
Well, it is a fact Daddy does not look good with the straight bill, but then again, when he's not wearing the hat, he doesn't look that great either. Johnny Doran joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up May 2nd, it's Johnny Doran Day down at Haymarket Park. Are you going to be taking on Louisiana Lafayette? What should we expect on Johnny Doran Day?
I have no clue. I don't know what's going on that day. I mean, Thad Weber already had friend day, so it was quite an experience for him. But I don't know, to be honest with you.
What'd you guys do on friend day?
Gave Thad a lot of crap.
Johnny, it seems to be night and day this year to last year, the team chemistry and the dedication maybe to the program. Do you guys talk at all about last year, or did you just try and forget that?
I mean, it comes up every once in a while, and I mean, we all know what happened, and I think we learned from it. And I mean, the team chemistry is unbelievable. We're having so much fun right now. And, I mean, I'm almost glad it kind of happened because of what's going on right now.
Hey, Johnny, one more, important baseball question for the folks out there that just kind of want to know what's going on next for Johnny Doerr. I know right now you're main number one, all focus is on this team, but with the start you have and possibly going on to the next level, what goes on with that right now? Have folks been contacting you? Do you got to do some extra stuff looking ahead to what happens after this year? Just for the general baseball fan, the folks from Grand Island, kind of let them know what's going on with you personally and what might be happening after this season winds down.
I mean, teams obviously contact you if they're interested in you, and you try not to worry about it too much. Just do what they ask of you, turn your information in, and hopefully, once that day rolls around, they contact you, and hopefully, it's good news.
And last thing, because Daddy really doesn't want to ask this, but you know, Rudy was on the other day, and that really does remind me of Brooksy Wells. What's the odds of Brooksy actually getting in a game? I mean, suiting up, kind of coming on in, saying, "Hey, a Beta, get out of here, I'm coming in."
Well, to be honest, I think he's better than Beta already since the day of Beta arrived. But I guess they gave a Beta a bigger scholarship. And, I mean, Brooksy's bad is bar none better than anybody else on the team. But I don't know. Coach A, mistake right there, big mistake.
Johnny, before we let you go, you bring up Mitch Abate, and we have some fun with Mitch here in the last 30 seconds. Talk about the improvement behind the plate. Boy, last year, that was a major weakness, was behind the dish, stopping balls, pass balls, wild pitches. He has cleaned it up and really, really became a great, great player for this team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's willing to learn, you know, every day. I mean, if he's in that DH spot, he's peeking around shoulders of the coach just trying to learn something new. And I mean, he's just trying to get better every day, and that's what he's been doing.
Johnny, always appreciate you giving us some time. We hope to catch up with you again towards the end of the season when you guys make a postseason run. Best of luck, and keep things rolling on the mound. Thanks so much for the time.
I appreciate it.
Johnny Doerr, Grand Island senior Husker pitcher. We're going to move Johnny out, and Cash Kulkowski will go in, and hopefully some of the same success. But right now, I mean, 4-0, 2.12 ERA, mid-Big 12 season. You know, he had a couple performances early in the season where he should have got the win, and the offense didn't help him out, and he got a no decision. And then maybe he has one win on the schedule where they fell behind early, and the team came back against Texas and put up 15 runs in that ball game, and he got that win. He only gave up four, but they were early. It was one of those points where they could have got Johnny out of the game early, but he stayed in and he got the win. But I mean, he has just been pitching outstanding, and it's just what a great story. And just obviously you want to see him do well, but you want to see kids from the area do well, and great story here with Johnny Doerr.
Well, Doug, it's exciting when you look at the season. You remember the conversations that you had with your buddy, whether it was at the local watering hole, at the local coffee shop, when you looked at this baseball team. Nobody had expectations. They lost so much pitching. There's no way they can be competitive. To say pitching would be the strength of this club is absolutely would have been the furthest thing. To go back and have those conversations and say, I'll bet you pitching is the strength of this ball club, I'll bet you $5. You could have got a lot of people, you could have made a lot of money doing that, and people would have thought you were crazy when you said it. But Eric Newman has come in, done a fabulous, fabulous job, and you got to hope he'll stick around for a couple years, because you got to think that there's a big-time coaching opportunity headed his way shortly.
And I heard basically that argument or that talk verbatim at the beginning of the season when I was having a little breakfast at Flippin' Sweet. Oh, we're going to take a break here and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including your emails on the Masters right after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
AutoZone. If your battery is starting to show its age, Don't wait till you get stranded.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone is your battery headquarters. Whether you choose a durable, long-lasting Duralast battery or upgrade to a Duralast Gold battery, backed by an 8-year warranty and a 3-year free replacement guarantee, AutoZone's got what you need. So get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Gully.
Good news. This year, skip the golf lessons and head to the men's store inside JCPenney.
Right now, it's Izod Week, and that means great prices on an unbeatable selection of clothing for on or off the course. Find the lowest prices of the season on all men's Izod sportswear. 40% off the entire stock of Izod sports shirts, polos, and shorts. Plus 40% off Izod dress shirts. And speaking of big deals, big and tall sizes are also on sale.
The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
It's Demo Day again at Ace Hardware and Garden Center, and we're featuring an outstanding line of John Deere tractors. Test drive a John Deere LA Series or 300X Series tractor, or try the John Deere Z225 Easy Track zero-turn riding mower. Take advantage of John Deere's low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment sold is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Demo Day is this Saturday, April 12th from 9 to 4 at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Grand Island and Kearney.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial Associate, visit Paul Mueller in Kearney or Deb Christensen in Holdridge, or look them up online at thrivent.com.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We have mainly cloudy skies all across the listening area for the day today. There will be some periods of light rain mixing with snow later in the afternoon with a northeasterly breeze, a high of towards 41 degrees. For tonight, we have a snow and blowing snow advisory going into effect because of 1 to 3 inches of light snow and northerly breeze and a low of 28 degrees. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Puts a smile on your face.
Well, it makes you think about the trees, the flowers, the stamp.
Azaleas.
The azaleas, the stamp curbing they have.
The Bobby Jones Bridge. What? What?
They could build you a bridge. They could build you a pond. That's right.
Sandbox.
Matt and the guys at curbit.net. There's a lot of sand there. Give your curbing a unique touch of elegance with one of our stamp packages. There's several to choose from. They offer over 40 colors that are digitally weighed to your specifications. Guarantees a consistent pour every time. Our colored curbs are sealed with an industrial grade 30% solid sealant that gives your curb longevity and luster for years to come. www.curbit.net. Curb, curbit.net. Check them out today. Matt and the gang. For all your landscaping needs. If you're in the Kearney area, 308-237-4805. Flower beds, tree edging, pathways, walkways, playgrounds, sandboxes, water, runoff control and drainage. I see my backyard this morning. I could use some of that from Matt and the gang at Curbit, Inc. Call them today, 308-237-4805, or check them out on the internet, curbit.net.
A lot of things. Tomorrow we're going to catch up with Nebraska's defensive end coach, by the way, to talk a little spring football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Going to get to the emails in just a moment. But first, it must be getting a little nastier out there than just right here in the Tri-Cities, because we're getting some early school closings. So we're going to take a minute to give you some postponements and school closings and cancellations brought to you by Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your certified train sales and service dealer in Kearney. It is hard to stop a train. I'm going to try and get through this as far as sports. I think most of this you know. The Adams Central Golf Invite postponed until Monday.
Fidelki Heating and Air.
And Selvo-Merna Public Schools closed at 11 o'clock today. Ansley is closing at 12:30. Arcadia is closing at 12:45. Arnold already out of school today. Here's for you, Daddy. I mean, I want to save this. I want to save this till the end, though. Bertrand. They're closing at 1:15. No instrumental concert tonight. A Broken Bow, letting everybody know that there's no Minden track invite today. That has been postponed. The Minden Golf invite, postponed. And at Broken Bow, they dismissed at 11 o'clock today, as did Callaway. Centura is going to close at 2 o'clock. Their elementary music concert rescheduled until April the 21st. Elwood. And keep in mind, we have some bowling news coming up, Elwood. They are closing at 11:30 today. 11:30 today. Middle school track meet in Kearney has been postponed indefinitely. That's a couple times they've tried it. It just has not worked out. Kearney soccer today has been postponed with Grand Island until April the 24th. Litchfield closing at 1. Loup City is closing at 1. Ord Public Schools closing at 1. Overton, they're getting out at noon, people. Eagles saying, we're out of here. They're getting out at noon. Palmer is closing early. The Ravenna track meet has been postponed until Monday. Sargent postponed or is dismissing early. We just don't have a time on that. St. Paul closing at 1 o'clock. SEM is closing at noon today. And maybe the most important of them all, and Daddy, I know you and Lover will be very disappointed in this, but the ballroom dance classes in Broken Bow, they have canceled that tonight. Practice
Rats.
Canceled. A ballroom dance classes practice has been canceled for tonight. Postponements and cancellations brought to you by Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your certified trained sales and service dealer in Kearney. For more, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, as I look towards ESPN right now, Gene Upshaw and this players' union deal going on with Mr. Stover of the Ravens, anytime you're in a leadership position, you usually don't see kickers come to the forefront.
Oh, yeah, they don't have much else to do.
Kick. You know, we like kickers. We especially like our own Kyle Larson right here in Kearney. But
he's the lonesome kicker.
It seems bizarre that Kyle Stover would be making this much news.
Matt Stover. Idiot.
Would be making this much news on a national level. You know what Upshaw gets paid? You know what
Upshaw... A lot of money.
He is sitting on a six-year, $24 million deal. $24 million.
UNK Wayne State softball called off today. UNK track and field team is going to go to Emporia on Sunday due to the weather. That's the Papa John's Division II Challenge, by the way. UNK head volleyball coach Rick Squires. He announced today the names of three high school seniors who will play for the Lopers this fall, and they're all from the area. Libero, outside hitter, Markia Dubs from Wood River. Pinky is pretty fired up about that. Outside middle hitter Hannah Mandelko, Lexington. And outside middle hitter Crystal Nudenkamp from Hampton. She good.
Little
They're
hawk.
They're all good. They're all good.
Little hawk.
You got a hawk, you got a Minute Maid, and you got an eagle. Who wins?
Well,
hawk or eagle?
Well, the hawk.
Because the hawk could, you know, they would attack the Minute Maid and take the hat off.
Well, especially if your name's Alexa Rodriguez, you're a hawk, you attack her head. By the way, that was a little bit of...
So there you go. Let's go to the email here, Daddy. Email at the Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com in the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining, whether it's a truck, bed, or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel or Scott, for a free estimate today. Our talk yesterday about Tiger, Jack, golf, who's better, what's changed. Well, Adam and Holdridge fires in. A little insight into the golf argument. The highest average score for PGA Tour scoring leaders since 1997, David Duval, 69.13. From 1955 to 1996, only two golfers had a better average than that. Nick Price, 69.11 in 93, and Greg Norman in 90, 69.10. While I agree that technology has changed for the better, the courses have also gotten harder. Greens are faster than ever. Courses are longer than ever. Do you think this shows that today's golfers are more skilled? Adam and Holdridge. Yes, today's golfers are more skilled because they have to be. But again, the argument of trying to compare this today to then they wouldn't have had to be as skilled. I mean, it's hard to compare now to then. It's still kept, the progression has pretty much stayed the same. Courses are harder, technology has come along, players are getting better because they have to be. And they can be. They can be better, so they are better.
For the first time in this argument, Douglas, I totally agree with what you just said. I think, well, you know, I think it's interesting because of the technology adjustments, though they've adjusted the courses to fit that technology. The course, by the way, 7,448 yards.
Do you need that technology to be on the simulator?
You can use all the technology you want on that simulator.
You need a pretty good golf swing. It doesn't lie to you, folks. It's the 2007 Simulator of the Year, and this is a perfect opportunity to go out to Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10 today, and check out the simulator. Challenge any course of the country or maybe the world on this 2007 Simulator of the Year. The clubhouse stocked with refreshments makes your day outstanding. Get out there, watch some Masters, play some golf with the Masters on. First real big weekend of maybe getting into golf, and now you can't go out and play because of the weather. Well, you can go in and play at the fine folks at Prairie Hills to get you all set up. Call for a tee time today, and you can check out the membership options for when you get to play outside by going to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with or without cards. Check it out today, and while you're on our website, vote on the Prairie Hills poll in one question. Who will win the Masters, Tiger, Phil, or other? Right now, Tiger pulling away, but other right there. And Phil getting just a handful of votes in the Prairie Hills poll in one question today. We want to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Daddy gets to talk about one of his favorite sports, Nebraska women's bowling, right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations is the right choice throughout the area, whether one is at need or prearranging. Steve, Gary, and their professional staff offer the full range of funeral and monument choices. They also offer the most attractive and convenient funeral facility with plenty of paved off-street parking. Prearrange with O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations. Make that call today.
O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations, the tradition of strength and care.
In Kearney and Elm Creek.
It's Colin Coward. You know, in business, you and I both hate wasting time or money. Driving to the post office, waiting in line, gee, waste of time. Leasing a postage meter, ugh, way too expensive. I've got a perfect solution, Stamps.com. At Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware required, simply sign up at Stamps.com. Within minutes, you can print all your postage, postcards, letters, packages. It's so convenient, it's like having a post office right in your office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to anybody who will listen. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no risk trial. No risk and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in the name, Colin. That's Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did your lawn get attacked by grubs last year? We can make the attack of the grubs a distant memory with our lawn care program. Call our full-time staff today for a free estimate. You won't believe our prices. Keeping Central Nebraska lawns beautiful for almost 40 years. Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
We have mainly cloudy skies all across the listening area for the day today. There will be some periods of light rain mixing with snow later in the afternoon with a northeasterly breeze, a high of towards 41 degrees. For tonight, we have a snow and blowing snow advisory going into effect because of 1 to 3 inches of light snow and northerly breeze and a low of 28 degrees. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Sticks.
Derek surprises me all the time.
Kicking it old school, man.
I like it. I wasn't sure you even knew what this was.
Come on.
Come on, you got to give me more credit than Daddy. When it comes to music, got to give me some credit.
Yes, yes, I know. I you know what you know. I just didn't know if you knew that.
I knew Styx plays that. S-T-I-C-K-S.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. A Doug and Daddy show coming up this weekend. Thunder Rally. Elkhorn / Omaha. It's the NCAA Division I Women's
Bowling.
Marlboro Miller Lite Bowling Championships.
It's not Miller Lite, it's Miller High Life.
Miller High Life, okay.
Okay, I'm going to let you know.
The country, the University of Nebraska, on ESPNU.
What's going on this morning? Consisting of regular style games, while this afternoon session will be a series of Baker style games.
Ooh, Baker.
The pinfall Larry on Baker. Thursday will be used to seed Friday's tournament, which will be similar to the College World Series bracket. The team who averages the most on Thursday will be the number one seed, while the team who averages the least will be the eighth.
Wow. That's good stuff there, people.
You know, and we've tried to keep you up. The Nebraska women's bowling team has not had tournaments lately. You got to go back to March 1st, the Holiday Classic in Bessemer, Alabama, which they won that event. And obviously, early March, a lot of things going on. We did not see much coverage of this, and we've been disappointed because it's one of our guilty pleasures. And I'm looking down their championship bowling roster. We actually have a North Platte, Nebraska native in Kalina Henning. She's a junior. So that's the only Nebraska girl on this roster. And I'm looking down this roster, and this women's bowling deal has been a real guilty pleasure of ours since day one, and we love to follow the women's bowling. But I'm looking at this roster. Only Lindsay Baker and Cassandra Luthold are names that I recognize. So hopefully some of these freshmen are going to be able to step up. If you want tickets.
You got to start recruiting from Burwell Old Arcadia State Champion.
April 10th through the 12th. Going on right now at Thunder Alley in Omaha. Tickets for the tournament are $5 for a single session and $20 for all session passes.
By the way, the USHL handed out their postseason awards yesterday. Derek Tri-City didn't get any.
Yeah, I know. That's snubbed.
They didn't get any. Jason Gregory. From Lincoln?
Gregoire.
Gregoire? Why wouldn't I know that? Wah. Benoit. He's the player of the year. Heath Slocum, Luke Donald, and your defending champion, Zach Johnson, at the top of the leaderboard at the Masters, 2-under through 5. Slocum, 2-under through 16. Tiger is even through 4. Tomorrow, John Papuchas, the defensive ends coach in Nebraska, going to talk football with us. Don't be late for the Loper luncheon, Daddy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.